Hi, this is Vikas Dubey, BA to Faculty of Social Science. As far as Macbeth is concerned, first of all, we should study about the life and career of William Shakespeare, who is the writer of this drama. William Shakespeare is a national institution next only to the Bible. Shakespeare was become a household word with the students of English language and literature. The little known of life history of the greatest dramatist is replete with speculation. Despite concerted research endeavors spread over almost four centuries, the complete life history of Shakespeare is still uncertain and insufficient. Shakespeare is a special case of mystery solely because of his majesty eminence has induced people to attempt the writing of his life without material of the expected kind. We do not know anything about many of his contemporaries. For example, Kate, the author of the most popular tragedy of that is he. We know almost nothing till recently about the death of a celebrated person like Marlowe. So, comments the Cambridge History of English Literature, many legends have been woven around his personality. There are some glaring black spots on his character which are not accepted to be true. Some have even unquestioned his very name. We know nothing about Shakespeare's actual life and upbringing, writes Dr. E. Knox. Therefore, he must have been an ignorant boor, and therefore his plays, which show multiscience, if not omniscience, must have been written by a number of peerage who passed his first few plays under the name of Shakespeare. And then, when the name of Shakespeare became extremely popular, the peer could not but continue doing the same. In the beginning, he must have feared lest his first one or two plays might be mocked at one and ridiculed, so he did not unfold his own identity and used an imaginary name, Shakespeare. And afterwards, when the name of Shakespeare became indispensably important and popular, the same practice had to be continued. Some other researchers in the States reveal that it was Marlowe who wrote the plays and passed them under the name of Shakespeare, as Marlowe, being involved in a murder case, had to remain underground for a number of years and did not like to reveal his identity for fear of being arrested. There are still others who declare that 4 or 5 persons wrote the plays under any imaginary name Shakespeare. We need not waste our time and energy over these speculative propositions, as many of them refute themselves. We agree while complaining with Stevens. All that we know of Shakespeare is that he was born at Stratford on Avon, married and had children, went to London where he commenced as actor and wrote plays and poems, returned to Stratford, made his will and died. There are three phases of Shakespeare's life. First, life at Stratford on Avon, 1564 to 1586. Life in London, 1586 to 1604. Life again at Stratford on Avon, 1604 to 1616. The life of Shakespeare that we give here is based on the description of one of the greatest authorities of Shakespeare, Professor Dowden. Birth. M. Drayton, contemporary of Shakespeare, calls Warwickshire as the heart of England. The country around Stratford-on-Avon was remarkable for its wealth of wild lovely flowers, deep meadows on each side of Avon, and sweet woodlands. In Shakespeare's days, the town numbered about 1,400 inhabitants. Flood and fire were the main dangers. The quiet and serene river Avon often became angry in autumn and left disease behind it. It was here that our Shakespeare was born on or about 23rd April 1564. Professor Dowden is also not certain upon what day Shakespeare was born, but he was baptized on April 26, 1564 is certain. The entry is in register of baptism at Holy Trinity Church, Stratford, runs thus: 1564 April, thus Guillotinus Fletcher, John is Shakespeare. Williamson of John Shakespeare. The usual practice in those days was to present children for baptism on the third day after their birth. Hence, the poet's birthday is taken to the April 22 or 23rd, 1564. Parentage. Our dramatist William Shakespeare's father, John Shakespeare, was a prosperous tradesman of the own of the town who became its high bailiff or mayor. He made and sold gloves, farmed land, and though he knew not how to write his name, became an important public person of the town, keeping the queen's peace, imposing fine upon offenders, rising in course of time to the honorable post of chamberlain, alderman, and high bailiff. He was married to Mary Arden's daughter of his landlord. The Ardens were Warwickshire gentry since before the conquest had been holding places of distinction in the household of Henry VII. First two children, girls of John and Mary Shakespeare, died in their infancy. The third, William, their first son, braved the plague and survived. Then they had a daughter, another daughter who died early, and three sons, Gilbert, Richard, and Edmund. Education, though there is no actual record of the fact, writes Professor Hudson, it is practically certain that, like other Stratford boys of his class, he went to the local grammar school, an excellent institution of its kind, where he was taught Latin and arithmetic, and perhaps a little Greek. Dowden. The amount of Shakespeare's classical learning has been described by Ben Jonson as small Latin and less Greek. Professor Dowden conjectures he seems to have learned something to French and possibly also of Italian. If his picture of the winning schoolboy, which with his satchel and shining morning face, creeping like a snail, unwilling to school, be not impersonal, we may suppose that Shakespeare himself was at some school and has written these lines from his own experience. In many of his plays, he makes frequent reference to schoolboys' pranks. Lately, in the Essential Shakespeare, Professor J.D. Wilson questions the grammar school education of Shakespeare and says that Shakespeare's father was an ardent Catholic. The boy might have received his education as singing boy in the service of some great Catholic gentleman. It is certain that Shakespeare might have been taken to see the entertainments in the Guildhall, Coventry, not far away from Stratford, might have observed Herod with his painted mask and violent burning, and the black souls might have seen the entertainment accorded to Queen Elizabeth when she paid her famous visit to Kenilworth in 1575. Professor Dowden is of the opinion that what Shakespeare wrote, A Midsummer Night's Dream, third, is nothing but recalling the Kenilworth souls actually seen by him. Consequent upon the declining fortunes of his prosperous father, when the latter had to mortgage his property acquired from his wife, William Shakespeare, the son, had to be withdrawn from the school at the early age of 12 to assist his father. He may also have worked for some time as a schoolmaster in the village school. The family passed through a crisis. Shakespeare's father withdrew himself from the affairs of the town, lost his position as the leading citizen, and became an insolvent debtor. At the immature age of 19, Shakespeare contracted an imprudent and indiscreet marriage with Annie Hathaway, some 8 years older than Shakespeare. On the basis of some passages in his plays, critics have tried to show that the marriage was an unhappy one, but nothing can be concluded for certain. Only 6 months later was born his eldest daughter, Susanna, and in 1585 the marriage was blessed with twins, Hamnet and Judith. Thus, when Shakespeare was hardly 21, he was burdened with wife. 8 years older and 3 children, the situation must have worried him, but nowhere in his writings the exhibits any bitterness against the women. According to Rowe, the earlier biographer of Shakespeare's, by fortune common enough to young fellows, he was involved in deer stealing from a park that belonged to Sir Thomas Lucy. For this he was presented by that gentleman, as he thought, somewhat too severely, and in order to revenge the ill uses, William Shakespeare made a ballad upon him. And though this probably the first essay of poetry be lost, yet it is said to have been so very bitter that it redoubled the prosecution against him to that degree that he was obliged to leave his business and family in Warwickshire for some time and shelter himself in London. Shakespeare's father, John Shakespeare, died in 1601. The dramatist was now a shareholder of the Globe Theatre. It was built by a player and joiner, James Burbage, in 1577 by the name The Theatre in the Fields outside the city walls on the west of Bishopsgate Street in Shoreditch. In 1998, it was pulled down and next year was rebuilt as the Globe on Bankside, South Warwick. The dramatist was now gentleman of Stratford-on-Avon. Queen Elizabeth died in 1603, but Shakespeare did not bother to write even a single line on it. Even Elizabeth's successor, James I, arrived in London. He issued a warrant licensing the theatrical company to which Shakespeare belonged. His name appeared second in the list of players contained in the warrant. He again played a Ben Jonson's play. He left the stage and returned to Stratford on June 5, 1607. His eldest daughter Susanna was married to Mr. John Hull that very year. His youngest brother Edmund died in September 1608. His mother died on February 21, 1607. Was baptized a daughter of John and Susanna Hull. Stratford again. William Shakespeare's life in London had been one of continuous success and prosperity. These years in London were passed in great exertion. Money had never been the supreme concern for him, and yet he was now a prosperous man. After 11 years of absence in or about 1609, Shakespeare is supposed to have left London for Stratford. There is nothing definite to fix the change to any one years, but the internal evidence of his plays and sonnets, as well as the fact that he must, before he made his will, have sold or released it to his partners, all his interests in the Globe and Blackfriars profits and in his plays, almost obliges us to conclude his living dates from 1609 or thereabouts. On account of his name, fame and money, he was respected by his fellow men. The atmosphere here at Stratford in comparison to that of London was calm and quiet. Still, he had not lost his interest in London. In 1613, he bought a house near Blackfriars Theatre. In 1612, his brother Richard had also passed away. Third luck dogged him still. In 1630, the Globe Theatre was burned to ashes and many manuscripts of his plays perished. The following year, there was again a fire at Stratford in which 54 houses were burned down. On February 10, 1616, Shakespeare's younger daughter Judith, aged 31, was married. Shakespeare's health had begun to decline. On March 25, he executed his will. For quite some time, he had not been keeping good health. Since August 11, 1596, after the death of his only son Hamnet, Shakespeare had been in different health. The end came on April 23, 1616, the day of his birth. He was 52 years old. The only report as to the cause of his death is in the diary printed in 1839 of the Rio. John Ward, who was appointed vicar of Stratford in 1662, that Shakespeare, Drayton and Ben Jonson had an airy meeting, and it seems drank too hard, for Shakespeare died of a fever there contracted. He left his property to his daughter Judith's sister Joan, his grandson, his Stratford friends, and some of his players. His body was laid in the parish church of Stratford on Avon, with this epitaph written by himself inscribed over his grave: "Good friend, for Jesus' sake, forbear to dig the dust enclosed here. Blessed be a man yet spares these stones, and cursed be he yet moves my bones." Thank you.